It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and let's go to Houston now, where much of the area still remains waist-deep underwater. Houston is home to a large oil refining industry, and there are dozens of petrochemical plants there. There are also more than two dozen federally designated toxic waste sites. When Harvey made landfall on the 25th, afterward, environmental groups looked at available data for that week, and they found that over 40 facilities in the Houston area released a combined 4.6 million pounds of airborne emissions. That number exceeds environmental limits. Still, state regulators and plant officials told the public that residents shouldn't be concerned about those recent emissions. The environmental groups in the area are not convinced, however. Luke Metzger is director of the advocacy group Environment Texas, and he joins me now. Luke, welcome.
Thanks, Todd.
I just mentioned those reports that many of the plants emitted a lot of extra emissions and chemicals into the air by shutting down before the storm, by restarting after the storm. What do we know?
Yeah, the tally has grown since that estimate. We now count something like 7.9 million pounds of unauthorized pollution in the flooded areas, and that comes from shutting down, in many cases, too quickly, waiting to the last minute to shut down and then having excess emissions, as well as failure to modernize these plants and invest in pollution controls that could have minimized these emissions. And so we're talking about very harmful pollutants, including benzene and other carcinogens. And as a result, Houston has experienced some of the worst air quality of the year just amid the hurricane.
I mentioned plant officials, local regulators, state regulators say it's not a problem. Why do you think that assessment isn't any good?
Well, that doesn't line up with the facts. As I said, Houston's having some of the worst smog days of the year right now. We also know that there's been high readings of benzene from air monitors. Many of the air monitors were shut down during the hurricane in order to protect the equipment. And so we didn't have monitoring during some of the worst pollution releases, but the monitoring that's happened since has shown unsafe levels. And people in the area are complaining of headaches and watery eyes and other symptoms that are related to pollution exposure.
So that's the air. Let's talk about the water. There are more than a dozen federally designated Superfund sites that were flooded and damaged by the hurricane. What's known about the environmental risk there as these sites flood, the water recedes? You would have to be worried that toxic chemicals could go along with the flood water when it starts to go down.
We are worried. I toured one of the Superfund sites, the San Jacinto River waste pits, last week, and that site hasn't been finally remediated. It's basically covered with a tarp, covered by rocks, and the company responsible argues that it's sufficient, but we know that the tarp was moved with the storm, and there is a risk that pollutants were released, and that site has dioxins, which are the most dangerous substance known to humankind. And so we don't have full testing data yet, but there's definitely a real concern that pollution was released from some of these sites.
Well, Luke Metzger, locals around the Houston area have so many concerns right now, including getting back to their homes, rebuilding. The list is so long. What can locals do to worry about these air and water problems right now to do a little bit to protect their health in a couple seconds here?
Well, everyone is focused on cleaning up their houses. They can definitely do things like wearing masks with filters, wearing gloves to make sure they minimize their exposure to some of these chemicals that might be in the floodwaters or the air around them or the mold they might be growing in their homes right now.
All right. Luke Metzger, Director of Advocacy Policy Group, Environmental Texas. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Todd.